He bowled up. God said, just let me have him. I know how to handle it. He bowled up. But he said, Moses, that last night, he said, Moses, y'all go kill a lamb and take the blood and put it on the doorpost and take the entrance out there and burn them. And you eat the meat. Because tonight you're leaving. I want you to get full and strong because you're leaving here. Pharaoh in his house, all relaxed, thought he had everything under control. But somewhere over in the night, bam! He looked over there, his son was dead. Firstborn, everything he had was dead. Boy, he said, y'all get out of here. Then he thought about what a fool he looked like. Nobody makes no fool out of me. He's about to be made out of bigger fool. Come on, y'all. Am I in the house?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to chase after God and tell God you're going to take over what's here? Yes. And God said, them I love and protect, I keep them, I hold them in my hand. No man plucks them out. So God had angels. Somebody said, I don't know how many. They said it was 3 million Jews. But boy, that's a bunch of folks to leave. That's a whole bunch of folks. I wouldn't want the job. But anyway. He got to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh and made up his mind, I'm going to bring them back, chasing them. Am I right? He was chasing them. And the folk were grumbling, talking about, we all gonna die. Ain't got nowhere to get buried. What in the world I care about this body once I leave it? We don't have nowhere to get buried. And look at God. Look at him. I mean, he had angels. God was going before them as a light. He stopped. Stopped right there. He said, Moses, what I want you to do, stretch the rod out in your hand. They were grumbling and they were complaining. I'm talking about God's followers. And that's what's wrong with too many. We need to be praying, seeking the faith of God. We're grumbling. We're complaining. We hooked up with something. Ain't God. But we ought to be on our faith. We ought to be on the prayer line. But we're too busy. We're too busy. We're too undisciplined. We do everything else we want to do. But we don't know how to get on the prayer line. We know how to get everywhere we want to go. But we don't know how to find that number and dial in. I don't know what to say. That's why you get on so you can learn. You sure ain't going to learn sitting back looking dumb. Come on. And he said, stretch out the rod, Moses. He stretched out the rod with them grumbling. And the angel that was in front of them that was light stopped, went back and got behind him between Pharaoh and the Egyptian, and the Israelite. Come on. Didn't he do it? And not only that he got between them, the wind, all I can say, God did it. How in the world can you freeze up water and dry land and then not only that, when it got between them, the Israelite had light and Pharaoh was in dark, gross darkness.
Yeah.
And when they finally did get some light, the wheels off the chariot. You better know what you're doing. You start messing with God. You better know what you're doing when you start trying to mess with God and his people. You better know what you're doing. He didn't tell me to fight nobody. He told me to fight the good fight of faith. He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He said in Isaiah, I created this rascal. I created this joke of blowing the coals in the fire. I created this waste to destroy. You don't have to deal with him. Trying to overcome him. Already, I got it. He thinks he's getting away. You just wait. There's a few days. You just wait. Here in America, we're going to see something. We're going to see. Our eyes going to see. And we're going to behold some things. And I promise you, he's not going to do it in a corner. You say, you little old preacher, what are you doing? I'm a servant, a son of the Most High God. Yes, with order from heaven to preach what's in this Bible. Yes. whether people like it, whether persecuted or unpersecuted, I still have order to preach it. Yes, I'm under command. Yes, hallelujah. But look what he said. How we doing? Whew. How we doing? All right. He said in verse, now watch this. He said in verse 8, but ye shall receive what?
Power.
What did we say that word power? Dunamis. That means explosive. When? After the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses. Now notice what he said. Witnesses unto me. Where? Both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and unto where? Othermost parts of the earth, unto all the world. We are commissioned by the head of the church to be a witness unto Jesus. For Jesus, all to the ends of the earth. Care who like it or don't like it. And people have been persecuted. People have been burned and criticized, killed and did everything. But we still going to witness. They put them in jail. Just read the book of Acts first. They put them in jail. They locked them down. They did everything. They beat them. They still witness. They still have miracles. They still got people saved. They still got people delivered. They still went to place and turned the city upside down. Out of all that persecution, you couldn't stop them. And you're not going to stop us now. What are we going to be? Saints or chickens? Are we going to be a bold saint or a little wimpy, 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 wimpy? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, but you and you shall be witness. Now look what happened. Go to Acts chapter 2. I have enough time to get there. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Acts chapter 2. I would have had time, but I'm just going to get this part and get out of your way. And when the day of Pentecost will fully come, that means the day had arrived. And when the day of Pentecost will fully come, they was all with one accord in one place. Somebody said, I guess they were joking. They said they wasn't in 100 accord. They was in 1 accord. They was on 1 accord. We tried people trying to get, two men trying to get in 100 accord. And suddenly, if he had a suddenly moment then, are y'all in the house today? I promise he got some more suddenly moments. Suddenly, not gradually, but suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Notice it said, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It was not the sound of the wind, it was not the wind itself, but it sounded like a wind. But this was a mighty move of God. Sound from heaven as a mighty wind. And that sound, it filled all the house where they were sitting. What happened? That sound filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them.